You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. That was rough last night. It was frustrating. It was annoying. It was every emotion that you didn't want to have in Game 5. The series continues on Friday night. I am not concerned. I'm not worried about the Knicks losing 3 in a row and losing this series, which would be a disaster. But there's no doubt that last night the Celtics came out and said, we are not losing this series on our home floor. Everybody's counted us out. We are a champion. We deserve the respect. They played harder. They played smarter. And they earned that win. They did everything that I would want my team to do in that exact situation. So respect to them. They weren't going down at home, and I still think the Knicks are going to win the series, but God, was that ugly. I mean, that was so ugly. All the fouls and the missed shots, and then that third quarter, after having the best third quarter they'd ever had in Game 4, to have probably one of the worst ones they've ever had in Game 5. We got schedule release, we got baseball, we got all sorts of great stuff this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? It's quite foggy out this morning, is it not?
Yeah.
I think OG Anunoby was playing in a fog last night. I think Karl Anthony Towns was playing in a fog last night. I would say that Mikal Bridges was playing in a fog last night. Essentially, the entire starting five. I don't know what they were doing with the fouls. I have no idea what Karl Anthony Towns was doing last night. And I know OG was trying to force the issue a couple times, and every time he tried to force the issue, he met an equal or stronger force on the other end of his drive to the basket. And it was just completely... They were discombobulated. They were all over the place. And as well as Jalen Brunson played in Game 4, is as bad as he played last night. And then, you know, they were just never got a rhythm going. I think when it was 59-59 at half, I'm thinking, you know, that wasn't a bad half by the Knicks, but I felt like they needed to be up by 6 or 7 points. And they weren't. And Boston kept fighting back in the second quarter. And, of course... Whether it be the start of the game, which in this particular situation turned out to be okay for the Knicks, the start of the second half, it's like, I don't know what goes on. I don't know what Tom Thibodeau is saying in between, you know, halves to his team. I don't know if they just go in there and hang out and just put their feet up. And I'm sure they talk to each other, but my God, it just came out and they were just like steamrolled. And, you know, this is a team, as we were talking about yesterday, the Celtics, without Jason Tatum against the Magic, did this exact same thing to the Magic. And this is the depth of their team. And the depth of their team, they got a player back in Sam Hauser. I'm not going to go down that road again. But, you know, he only played a few minutes, but his minutes were impactful. Luke Kornet was impactful. And, you know, that's the thing about the heart of a champion, that you have other players that do have roles on this team that are significant. And most of those players stepped up last night when they were called on to play extra minutes or more minutes because of the loss of Jason Tatum. So, you know, they're not going to be easy to knock out. I was not confident going into last night. You remember you were asking me, towards the end of the show yesterday, like because we had that guy call in and say, "Take the Knicks, it's a lock."
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. That's a championship team that you're watching there. And yeah, they lost their most important player, but my God, Jaylen Brown and Derek White went off last night.
Yeah, Derek White is one of the more, and I shouldn't say maybe underrated, but he's just because of Tatum and Brown. And by the way, Porzingis was a non-factor last night. I really thought he was going to be a big part of this game.
A non-factor this whole series.
Yeah, but I mean, because Tatum was out, we had talked about how Porzingis started in that game against the Magic. I thought if the Celtics were to win this game, that Porzingis would be a major factor, be healthy. Didn't work out that way. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good players on this team. Derek White, of course, was amazing. And Luke Kornet, I mean, this guy was everywhere, for God's sakes.
How many give and goes did they run?
How many blocks did Kornet have? Was it 7 or 8 blocks that came at critical times? So there's been twice that the Knicks have had a little bit of a cushion in this series. And when they've had, they've come out and played terrible.
You know,
and game 3 and now game 5.
We're New York sports fans. We got to go through this. We got to go through the sting of a loss like this. And, you know, guys like, they had an off night and the Celtics had an on night. And I don't know how else to put it. It's they made their shots. The Knicks missed their shots. And you take a look at every single Knicks player was a minus last night. And every single Boston player was a plus. And the score, I don't even think the score was indicative of just how much of an ass-whipping this was.
Well, in the second half, for sure. I mean, in the first quarter, the Knicks got up by 9, and it was the largest lead they had ever had in the series. Reggie Miller made a comment about the crowd being quiet, and it just felt like it was trending in the Knicks' direction. And then the second quarter, here come the Celtics, come back and tie the game at halftime. And then, of course, the third quarter was miserable, and like I was encouraged at halftime because I just seen the Knicks play their best third quarter in game 4. I was like, they're going to come out again and be really good in the third quarter, and they weren't. And how about, you know, Mitchell Robinson hitting all his free throws last night, which is a miracle. But, I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns has got to stop playing so sloppy. And I understand that, you know, Mitch, he makes such an impact. And when he's on the floor, the Knicks are probably at their best. And usually he comes on the floor when Karl-Anthony Towns goes out. But he's just like, he's out of control, and he's all of these fouls are legitimate fouls.
How about the one shot where he misses, and then he goes and grabs Derek White?
Oh, just hugs him. He just basically grabs the guy, and then he's complaining to the official, like, oh, that's not a foul. What are you talking about?
I mean, he puts his team in a lot of trouble just by making bad decisions. I mean, you know, great player, great shooter. Every time they win, he's involved in the winning. But, OG Anunoby was terrible last night.
Yep.
Between the fouls, between Brunson and Towns, and then, of course, the poor play by OG, who was just completely out of whack. I don't know what was going on with him last night, but he was totally out of whack. Every time he got into the paint, either somebody was blocking his shot or he was leading with his knee and taking an offensive penalty, foul. I mean, it was about as bad as you could have asked for. I mean, like, he kept shooting short. That was the other thing. It was just one of those bad nights, and thankfully the Knicks have some cushion, and thankfully they can play Friday night at the Garden.
Yep.
Which it's going to be an insane night at the Garden, and hopefully the Knicks don't have one of those Knick home games where, you know, they're down by 20 midway through the second quarter because they can't hit a freaking shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting them. Like, this is just one of those things where you cannot give up or run away or have no confidence or no belief in this team going into this game and think they're going to do it again. I have full confidence that Jalen Brunson's going to be great, that all these guys that were terrible in this game are going to be better. I can't see them getting down 20 and then getting roasted again in this game. But it is possible. I mean, anything is possible, especially in this series. But, yeah, I mean, the game had gone completely differently early on. You know, the Knicks actually had a lead. Mitchell Robinson was hitting his free throws. I'm like, okay, this is going the way that I wanted this game to go. And then it just went like game 3 did, where they had no shot at the end of the game. And I mean, the lead just building and building and building in that third quarter. I'm like, God.
It's amazing what happens when you lose a guy that plays 40 minutes a night, like Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you lose this guy, and now all of a sudden Luke Kornet gets more run. Sam Hauser's back now. He gets more run. Peyton Pritchard is out there longer. And those three guys in particular, you know, when they were on the court, they were dominating the Knicks. And, you know, we know that Derek White has been a pain in the neck. He's a great shooter. We know that Jaylen Brown had some off games earlier in this series. And then the last couple games, he's really started to turn it on. And you could see why, you know, he's an all-NBA guy.
Yeah, how about him, by the way, jumping out of bounds and getting that ball and basically, I mean, he was like levitating in the air to keep that ball in bounds for the Celtics. And that was sort of that desperation that the Celtics had and the Knicks didn't. And, you know, they even said it after game three, the Knicks, that like, we didn't really have it. They wanted it more, the whole thing. And that same thing happened last night. You know, it's one of those things where you can't manufacture the desperation. And the Knicks certainly couldn't last night.
I wonder the statistics for open threes by the Celtics. They had to have at least 10 open looks.
I mean, Jaylen Brown was standing there for like 15 seconds on one of them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So the rotation for the Knicks D was a little bit discombobulated again. I don't know. I have no idea what OG was doing last night.
I love the guy. I really
we
do.
We all do. We all think the guy's terrific.
No, there's no defending him at all last night. It was a miserable, everybody had a miserable performance. That's the worst I've seen him play in a very, very long time. I hope that hamstring isn't affecting him in any way. It didn't look like it was. It just looked like he was just, just off, as you said, for whatever reason it was. He just didn't have his shooting touch. He didn't have any sort of, he was just, even when he was dribbling the ball and trying to get to the basket, he didn't look like he had the confidence he normally does. He was bad. I just don't expect those guys to be that bad again. Like, I really do have a belief in them that Friday night it's going to happen and they're going to win. Well, and the Knicks fans are going
to
be,
I'll tell you what, it needs to happen.
Be celebrating.
It
yeah.
needs to happen.
Of course, you know, because game seven is a disaster. It would be a disaster for them.
There's two other reasons why it has to happen. One of those is the Pacers made it to the Eastern Conference Finals and they basically took care of Cleveland and they won 4-1. The other thing is that Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo are going to the Western Conference Finals, as both of them had great games last night against Golden State, and they beat Golden State. So, you know, you had this whole offseason trade. You had the disgust by Julius and Dante for the Knicks letting them go, and then you bring in Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. And look, the Knicks have been playing great. They're playing, you know, one of the best teams in the league. You know, they got them 3-2 right now. They could still win at home on Friday night, which, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable just simply because the Knicks haven't played great at home overall in these playoffs. But Friday night's going to be electric, and the Knicks players are just going to have to react to it in a positive way and not come out tight and not play well and turn the ball over and try to force the issue and take stupid fouls. I mean, the second half, I don't know what I was watching. I mean, it was so frustrating watching the Celtics have these wide-open three-point plays. Meanwhile, every Knick possession felt like it just took so much energy to score a basket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, offensively, completely out of whack. And it was also frustrating with all the fouls. I mean, Jalen Brunson getting 4 fouls in the third quarter in a matter of 7 minutes. It was just, it just had no flow to it.
Lucky he didn't get hit with another one when he hit Jaylen Brown and the Stones.
Yeah, that is true. That's the same play you're talking about where Josh Hart got busted open, right?
Yeah, and he jumped into Luke Kornet's elbow.
Yeah, well.
And by the way, you know, so I'm watching two games at one time. I'm watching Florida and Toronto, watching the Knicks and the Celtics.
I don't know how you could be distracted by the Panthers and the Maple Leafs when the Knicks playoff game is going on.
When you watch the game side by side, I mean, the basketball game just takes forever. Stop, start, commercials, timeout, stop this one. Do the hockey game just keeps going, and they just keep killing each other. I mean, and I've done this before where I've watched Knicks and Rangers side by side, but these are playoff games. These are intense, and both teams are playing, you know, or all four teams are playing incredibly hard. There's no question about that. But just the hockey game's just going and going and going. The basketball game, stop, start, stop. This guy's bleeding. We got to take him off the court. We got to stop everything for 10 minutes. I mean, it's like mind numbing. Just how like you never get into a like any sort of roll or sink in an NBA basketball game.
Well, this one in particular. I mean, there's game four was definitely, there was a lot more flow and it felt, this game was there was no flow whatsoever. It was frustrating to watch. I'm sure it wasn't frustrating for the Celtic fan. I'm sure that they loved it and weren't complaining about stopping and starting. And their fans probably weren't watching playoff hockey while it was going on because they were celebrating and loving it. But Friday night's going to be a crazy, crazy New York sports night with Subway Series. I got to give credit to Morash because he put this thing out about everything that's going on in New York City on Friday night. So we know, obviously, the Knicks and the Celtics. We know the Mets and the Yankees. So he goes Friday night in the New York City area, near sellout at UBS for Kane Brown, the country music star. Sold out MetLife Stadium for Shakira and Pitbull. Sold out MSG for Knicks Celtics Game 6 and sold out Yankee Stadium for Game 1 of the Subway Series. We got a lot of people here, and we need to keep them entertained. And we're going to be doing that on Friday night, man. Let me tell you, that's going to be what a wild, wild night that's going to be. And this Subway Series, like, it's going to get a little bit buried now because of the Knicks in Game 6 and having to play it. But this is like the most anticipated regular season Subway Series we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, how's the weather?
I think good, except I think Sunday's definitely great. I think Saturday's like an off and on type of thing where there could be thunderstorms. I think Friday's going to be cloudy with like, you know, small chance of rain, at least from what I've seen. But you might get like a chance of thunderstorm stuff going on Saturday. But it says in the morning, so that's not a big deal. And then only 30% chance on Friday, and Sunday looks beautiful. So they're going to get all the games in. That's my prediction. All the games will be in, no doubleheaders, no issues, and hopefully we don't have to come in here on Monday and be talking about a Game 7, because that's going to be that. I'm not nervous today. I've got confidence. I've got belief in the guys, and especially Jalen Brunson's not going to let this slip through his fingers.
They're up 3-2.
Just driving in, listening to the callers, there's so many people that are just like, oh, this is it. This is what's going to happen. Now the Celtics are going to come back.
Don't think that way. It's just one game.
Right, exactly. So I'm not freaking out. I will freak out if that goes to Game 7. I will start to freak out.
This team has shown a real level of resilience they have for the last 2 years. They just have to play a much better team game. And look, the Celtics have got shooters. The Knicks don't. The Knicks have a couple. And if Jalen Brunson is off from 3-point, and if Mikal Bridges is off, like he wasn't even hitting his jump shots last night. And in Game 4, he was hitting everything, especially in the fourth quarter. So I don't know. It was just one of those off games, and it's just something that you got to flush. You got to come back. Maybe you go over some video and you talk to your teammate. Hey, look, they know exactly. They've come back from losses before, and they know exactly what the hell went on here. And they got to be better on defense. They can't give up so many open 3-point shots.
Yeah.
And by the way, so this is the thing that drives me crazy. The pick and roll in the NBA has been done since the league started. And for some reason, Karl Anthony Towns, when he's involved in a pick and roll, and Derek White's is going to end up with the ball, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to be the guy that's going to be asked to at least get in the way. He's always like 5 feet from.
It's like he's slow motion. He's I know exactly what you're saying.
You got to play tighter, and you can't give him that kind of space.
He's going to make it every time.
And like, it's not even like they're picking and rolling and going to the basketball, although they did that last night a couple times.
Well, especially when the Knicks were in the bonus in the third quarter with 9 minutes to go. Yeah,
but that's the other thing, too. It's like, you know, you have to realize the fouls. You got to realize the defense. You got to realize who the hell is shooting the 3-pointer. I mean, like, Derek White has killed the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, anytime you are on, and I don't, like, Tom Thibodeau should be telling this to his team, and I'm sure he is. Hey, guys, when they're picking and rolling and we're switching, we can't give him that kind of space. We just can't. That's Derek with the guys killing us.
Yeah, I know. And he's
hey, Karl Anthony Towns, wake up. Move up. Move closer. You're 7 feet tall, for God's sake.
And unfortunately, when he does get closer, he fouls somebody.
Yeah,
that's what
unfortunately
happens.
Because the Knicks are doing it too, which is great. Because as soon as Al Horford is on either Josh Hart or Jalen Brunson, they're going right to the hole because they can get around them. But the problem is that the Celtics have other players that are playing smart on defense and getting away, as opposed to leaving the lane wide open like the Knicks have done a number of times during this series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Did you get a haircut, Jerry?
I did. Every 2 weeks.
Something about you this morning, man. You look good this morning.
I'm glowing.
I don't know. Take your headset off for a second.
Okay. I'm still balding, but.
Yeah, you are. But you got a little scruff going.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I was out of
race. And you got a nice green and blue shirt on.
Nice Charles Tirrett shirt.
Looks good.
I did have the same hoodie that G had on. So.
So you had to change it.
Yes. I actually kept this here as a backup just in case.
Well, that's good.
So it worked out well. Just
so happened. Yeah, I got a couple of backups back there just in case something happens.
You know? I got backups.
You have to have backups.
You got to have backups.
You
never
are
know.
So generous with your BEF clothing that sometimes we do walk in the same shirt, so you like to have something
well,
ready to go.
Well, that's Flag and Anthem is so generous to us.
Yes.
So I just wanted to remark that.
That's very nice. Thank you. Morning. Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm exhausted. I got about 2 hours of sleep, but other than that, you look good.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. 2 hours of sleep, Jerry, for the big guy.
I had to watch Edmonton last night winning overtime against Vegas.
Good
oh, my God. What? It's just insane.
What? Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I said, and then, of course, I was checking in on Minnesota and Golden State, and Julius Randle was going off.
Yeah. You know,
I think he's texted his boys right now. Hey, guys, we'll be in the Western Conference champion. What are you guys doing? Oh, that's right. You're still playing the Celtics.
Yeah, that'd be funny if he did. I feel good for that guy, man. I really do. I mean, he is...
He and Dante.
Yeah. But you know what? The Knicks still have a better path to the finals than they do.
I would agree with that.
Well, depending on what happens with OKC and Denver. Now, we're assuming OKC is going to make it, which would mean...
I am.
Hartenstein would be on that team versus Minnesota with DiVincenzo and Julius Randle. So those guys were all here last year.
That is
by
true.
The way, Luke Kornet started his career with the Knicks back in 2017 when he was undrafted out of Vanderbilt.
Kind of looks like Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Luke Kornet. And the thing about it is he's grown into a really good, solid NBA basketball player who had maybe one of his best nights ever last night.
Well, he definitely did. Considering the circumstances, there's no doubt that that was the most impactful Luke Kornet's ever been in his life.
I wonder if Porzingis has like long COVID or something.
Long COVID. They said he was struggling with his breathing last night.
There's something wrong. You could just see it in his face.
Yeah, I mean, there's something wrong with him. I don't know if, I mean, is long COVID still a thing that goes on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
100%. I just also, I don't know, should I just take his jersey out of the freezer, you think?
No, 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 no.
Leave it in.
Don't change anything.
I kind of feel bad because I think he's got something, man.
Don't take it out of there. It still says Celtics on the front of that jersey.
Yes, it does.
Do not take it out of there. All right, Jerry, let's hear it, man.
All right, well, we are brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter, and we will leave it to Kevin Harlan.
It's off to Holiday. White, big night from three, and he continues that way, lacing in a triple. He's just given Boston their biggest lead tonight.
At that point, it was 75-68. Kevin Harlan on TNT. The Celtics, a pretty wild second half as they just clobbered the Knicks in the second half because it was, what, even at the half, at halftime, winning 127-102. Boston shot 22 of 49 from three. White hit seven of them. He had 34. Here was Tom Thibodeau after the loss. So what was most disappointing to you?
That we didn't play for 48 minutes. And, you know, the start of the second quarter, we didn't play well. We had a lead. Didn't play tough with the lead. Came out to start the third. Didn't play well there. You can't afford to do that.
And then there was Jalen Brunson. He was 7 of 17 for his 22 points. He fouled. I said to Al, I don't think I've ever seen a guy pick up 5 fouls in a quarter before in my life.
Especially a guard.
Yeah. And so he fouls out in the fourth quarter. That having been said, what happened? What needs to change going forward?
It's just paying attention to details when it comes to preparing for games, making sure our minds are, our heads are right, and we're locked in on a similar goal. And that's what we need in order to beat a team like this. It's a very good team, regardless of who's out there.
Meaning the whole Jason Tatum injury, but the guys that did play played well for Boston. Jaylen Brown, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists. Peyton Pritchard, 17 off the bench. Here was Josh Hart. We'll get to him in the he had a very eventful night, as they say. Did the team lack energy in the third?
Energy, we played terrible. That was from top down. It was a terrible quarter.
So he had CBS Sports Network show on as he runs into Cornette's elbow and gets bloodied above the eye. They patched him up, came back out, and then you had early in the third, he got his family jewels grabbed by Jaylen Brown, and those two received technical fouls because they were drawn back and forth.
There's a lot of ball action last night. I mean, there was three different specific ball
taps. Brown in the first half, too. That's right.
Right, and then there was also when Jaylen Brunson fouled out.
Yeah.
He got hit in the balls as well.
That gives a whole new meaning to on-ball defenders.
I mean, there was three significant testicles.
If I hear on-ball defenders one more time from one of these announcers, I swear to God, I'm going to stick toothpicks in my eyes.
your guys, Bridges and Ananobi, struggled to combine 5 for 26 for 15 points. Game 6 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Now, that having been said, let's get to the whole Tommy and Evan Roberts. And apparently Paul Rosenberg was in this mix as well. I will tell you that if you listen to Evan, he did not come home. His wife asked him not to drive back, wanting him to be safe and stay there. So we got a hotel room and did a Rico Bronya podcast at 12:30 last night. But he did start with the Knicks, but most importantly, or more specifically, the night that he had.
It was a very eventful evening in Boston. I had a good time with my friends up in the great city of Boston.
It seems pretty nice, right? Mm. Well, Tommy decided to do a video on the drive home as well, and it starts fine.
We are about an hour outside of Boston. We are heading back to New York. And I told you before the series, I guaranteed it. I said you could take it to the bank. Knicks in 6.
All right, so we're still there. No problem. Now I want you to imagine that this isn't Tommy, that this is Eddie Scazzeri. And Eddie Scazzeri is driving back from Boston.
Okay.
And so you're going to substitute the name Evan for either Boomer or Gio. Take your pick.
Okay.
Tell me how this would go over, as Tommy then told us how he wasn't thrilled with Evan.
Let me get to Evan Roberts. Let me get to this the guy that is an IBO. The guy that led the invasion to Boston. This schmuck, the second he gets in this arena tonight, he's cheering for the Celtics. He's hooting and hollering. He's waving the Celtic flag.
And then he continues.
I almost gave him my credit card. I said, go to the team store and buy a Larry Bird jersey. You might as well dress like a leprechaun. The guy is cheering and screaming and sticking a goddamn phone in my face all night, acting like a total classless schmuck.
Oh, he's not done. Not done at all.
He's eating ice cream, and he keeps putting the phone in my face. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Are you nervous? A positive, Tommy. I never get nervous.
Now, here's the one that really caught Al by surprise.
Early on in the first half, this ass, and he knows what he's doing. He's a penis.
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow.
Imagine if that was Eddie. All right, now let's get to Boomer and Gio.
Couple of penises. We all know it. One bigger than the other. Boomer, slightly bigger penis. Actually, much bigger penis. What am I kidding? Anyway, these two schmucks cannot wait to retire in a year. Free me from these losers.
So that was pretty harsh.
Yeah, I'm with Alan.
Me too.
I don't know if it's a bit or not, but it comes across
not great
in a way where you're completely disrespecting the guy that you're working with and for to a certain degree.
It's got to be a bit, and the thing is that they're sitting right there next to each other.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not.
That's what we thought. So okay. Evan went to the hotel and stayed in Boston, as I said. Tommy drove back with Paul Rosenberg.
Oh. Well, that puts a different light on it then. If Evan were in that car with them, that would have been interesting.
But he wasn't.
It's a bit.
Here was the
choke quote. On a chode, Blondie.
Yes.
Here was the closing.
Evan Roberts, the leader of the Coalition of Nick Haters, proved to be what he's always been, a wolf in sheep's clothing and a total jackass.
Wolf in sheep's clothing? He's a Nick hater, so he's doing everything that you would expect him to do.
Yes,
he is. I mean, I don't know what Tommy was expecting. You think he's like, let's go Knicks? No, little Evan's not going to do that.
I mean, he's not a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a ginger in homeless clothing. That's what he is. That's what he's been.
And he'll always be.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, anyway, game six tomorrow night. T-Wolves, Warriors, you mentioned Julius Randle. He had himself a nice night.
Pajemski, wing right. His team down by 13. Works against Dante in the lane. Got bumped. Was falling down. Still kicked out to Green in the corner. Three ball, no. Ant the rebound. Lobs it up ahead. Julius, the run to the rim. The reverse layup is good. Julius with two more. Another dime for Ant. Wolves up by 15.
And they wound up winning by 11, 121-110. They wrap up the series in five games, 4-1. Not only did Julius Randle have 29 to lead the way, but he shot 13 of 18 from the floor. Anthony Edwards at 22. Afterwards, Edwards on Randle being on that team.
The way he communicates with us, like his attention to detail, everything, man, it's incredible. It's incredible to be his teammate. And he brings it every night, and he shows you that he wants to win. So I'm happy to have him.
That's just everything that Carl Anthony Towns didn't do when he was here. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, man, that Knicks cannot lose Friday night.
No, of course. I mean, also, we got to remember that the Timberwolves did go to the conference finals last year with Carl Anthony Towns, so it's not as
that's
if
true.
They didn't make it there. But, I mean, Julius Randle's playing great. There's no two ways about it. I mean, and Leon Rose, if the Knicks do win, and we've talked about all these guys that are everywhere that are either Knicks or former Knicks, looks like the greatest talent evaluator in the history of the world. Because, like, all of these guys that he either wanted to keep or kept or traded for. I mean, I'm sure he wanted to keep Dante DiVincenzo. He definitely wanted to keep Hartenstein, but he thought that he could upgrade a little bit. I mean, it's
well, you got SGA playing with Hartenstein, and you got Ant-Man playing with Julius.
That's a big part
of
it.
So those are two, like, uber, like, superstars.
T-Wolves will play the winner of the Thunder and Nuggets series. You got OKC up 3-2, game six tonight in Denver. The baseball story, good for the Yankees. Not so much for the Mets, who played through the rain and fell to the Pirates.
Now the pitch. Swing on a high fly ball to deep left center. Back goes Nimmo. This ball's on the way, and it's gone. A home run over the Great Wall of Flushing in left center field for Matt Gorski.
And that was Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey.
Hi, Radio. I'm Howie Rose.
It was coming down. Cats and dogs, as they say, at Citi Field, and raccoons at one point as well, as there was one wandering through the stands. But the Pirates win 4-0. Jared Triolo, a two-run homer later in the fifth inning to cap the scoring. 4-0 the final as the Pirates salvage the finale of the series and deny the Mets the sweep. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Yeah, these conditions were a little difficult at times, especially with that at bat to Gorski.
The rain started, you know, coming down pretty hard, and he lost the feel for the ball there. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses here for him. And then, you know, once he got to 3-2, he just trying to land that pitch for a strike and got it over the plate, and they hit it out.
And so the Mets are 28-16 as they go into the weekend. Juan Soto didn't play. He was rest, gave his first night of rest or first game off for rest, getting set for the Yankee series. Tyler McGill will start tomorrow night While the Yankees will start Carlos Rodon.
He was inspired by Dave Sims once. So he said after the game, he's like, I saw what Dave did. And I thought it was a great idea early on in the season to just take a day off.
Remember you had that caller last week, which is where a lot of this came from, talked about Sims really not doing the hey now anymore or very little.
I mean, he had to do it last night.
You would think. Now, I haven't heard yet the Goldschmidt home run, but okay. I will tell you, for the go-ahead home run, no.
Here's a drive deep to left off the bat, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees have the lead. No doubt about it, into the bullpen. The captain rings the bell. It's 3-2 New York.
I mean, that's the time.
For Aaron Judge, home run number 59.
Yeah, crazy, right?
I mean, if there was ever a time for a hey now, that would have been it.
Well, the Goldschmidt home run, too, I think. Right.
Well, I'll get to the next.
I mean, we're talking the eighth inning, Aaron Judge, no doubter. I mean, that is a hey now spot if I had ever heard of a hey now spot.
Fielder doesn't flinch.
I mean, that's if you're not hey now and then, when are you ever hey now and again?
Yeah, that's probably right.
I mean, save for the World Series or something.
Well, that was the go-ahead home run, and the Yankee bullpen closed it out. Luke Weaver dominated the ninth, struck out the side. 3-2 was the final. The Yankees going to 25-18 on the season with the win in Seattle. The Ravens gave Derrick Henry a 2-year extension worth $30 million. I'm not going to go over all the schedule stuff, but I will tell you the NFL has a triple header on Christmas Day this year with Dallas and Washington, Minnesota hosting Detroit, and the Chiefs playing the Broncos.
So. No, the interesting thing about that, it's 1:30 and 8:20.
Yeah.
Now, Sundays, it's 1:425, like, as opposed to 4:30.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine that Fox and CBS would love that second game to start at 4:30 as opposed to 4:25. Just because if there are overtime games with the new overtime rules,
gives them
that
1 o'clock minutes.
Window is going to be covering up those 4 o'clock games. I will say, when you take a look at the schedules, I mean, the Chiefs and Cowboys have 8 standalone games.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's half their schedule. And then you have the Dolphins, Falcons, Lions, Eagles, Commanders, Bills, Chargers, and 49ers each have 5 primetime games.
It's a lot as well.
I'm not going to see a lot of the Jets or the Giants.
No, 1 o'clock.
There'll be a lot of 1 o'clock on Sundays.
Love that.
Lovely.
Perfect.
Which,
yes.
By the way, after we came back from the strike in 1987, our Cincinnati Bengal team wasn't picked to do anything. And we had a lot of 1 o'clock games on Sunday.
Which is awesome. Wake up and play.
Loved it.
Yep.
And then obviously went on to the Super Bowl.
The Oilers shut out the Golden Knights in overtime. 1-0 win the series in 5, and the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 6-1, Florida up 3-2 there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I got to say, with the PGA Championship teeing off in about, what?
13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Yeah.
You take a look at the entrance, and, you know, what you see is you see a combination of the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour.
That's right.
And you see all the names. And this is what it always should look like.
I agree.
It's really disappointing that LIV and PGA PGA Tour have not come together yet. I know Donald Trump was talking about that when he was visiting with Saudi Arabia, about how they were going to try to make this thing happen. And I think Donald Trump was talking about trying to protect the PGA Tour. I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but hopefully they'll come together. But this lineup is exactly what you want
if
you're a golf fan.
And you haven't seen it since the Masters. You do see it in every major. You're going to see the LIV guys in the Ryder Cup this year as they weren't the last time around, so that's going to be good. How about 822? Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Scottie Scheffler all in the same group. That's going to be a pretty good one.
So you got your two top players from this year and last year's PGA champion.
Yes. I mean, that
pretty
is
good.
Yeah, that is very good. It's been pouring rain there for a couple days. I know it's going to be a little bit wet today, but yeah, excited for it, obviously. It's one of the majors. So.
You know, I know you're sick because you said to me yesterday, hey, there's a 540-yard par 4 number 9 at down at Quail Hollow. And I'm like, okay, well, Rory's just going to hit driver and 8-iron.
We'll see. Sometimes into the wind, it's wet, not going to get much
roll. You
would
hit driver, 3-wood, 3-wood, no, then 8-iron.
I think, I was going to say driver is what I was going to say, actually. But, yeah, I mean, it'll be great. The one guy, if people are looking for a dark horse, Andrew Novak. I bet him top 20. I put him in my FanDuel lineup. Big guy, hits the ball really far from that area. If you're looking for something different off the board, as far as like the big guys go, of course you can't go wrong with the top two guys, but why even mention that?
Big guy.
But I like Xander and Bryson again. I mean, I know they were fighting with each other last PGA Championship, but this course, the way they've been playing, all that stuff, I like those two guys as far as the top guys go. And also Patrick Reed again, believe it or not. Big old Patrick Reed, who's one of the LIV guys. He's someone else I'll throw out there.
You know, the amazing thing is none of the par fives are over 600 yards.
But you got several par fours that are over 500.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, number 16 is a 529.
Yes. Oof. 529 plan.
Yes.
There damn you go. Right. So I'll be streaming that a little bit later today. Excited for that. But anyway, you know how sometimes you see like someone in the news and you're like, man, that's probably a WFAN listener there. Like we talked about Timothy Chalamet. Al used to say Rex Huerman he thought was a WFAN listener. Or there's a guy in a viral video. He's a New Jersey firefighter, and I can guarantee that this guy is a WFAN listener. And if he's out there and he's listening, I would love to talk to this guy. His name, you ready for this? Once you hear the name, you're like, this is WFAN listener. Nick Galante.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Nick Galante, a New Jersey firefighter. So what did he do, right?
Well, hopefully he did something good.
Well, he had a 40th birthday party, all right?
Yeah.
And he calls his wife up to the front, in front of all his friends. And he has a little box, and it looks like he's got a ring in that box. So the wife thinks that she's getting an upgraded ring, and they're going to do this special thing in front of all their friends, right?
Yeah.
So he goes, take off your wedding ring now. And she's like, oh, okay, I don't know what's going on, right? So then he grabs her by the face and gives her a big kiss, like the Sonny Corleone kiss, and the guy that like grabs her face, gives her the kiss, and on a microphone after that goes, I know what you did, you bitch. Starts going off. You cheated on me. I saw the pictures. I saw his pale schween. I wasn't impressed. You took all the Plan B stuff. I know all about it. And then
B? What's the Plan B stuff?
You know what that is.
That the financial stuff?
No. No. It's a pill you take after to try to... contraception.
Oh, so, like, that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
So anyway, so he starts screaming, and then he ends up, you know, her friends start like storming up in there, and he's like, oh, I'm blaming you, you know. And then they finally get all of them out of there, and then his friends and his closest friends stay there for what was supposed to be a 40th birthday party, now turned into a divorce party. And they're all celebrating. And all of this is on camera, and it's 100% not a work, as I looked into it many, many times, and people have written about it. It is the most, like, insane thing that I've ever seen in someone's personal life on film, I think, ever. Now, if you go and watch this, it is so uncomfortable, but this guy, I got to give him credit, Nick Galante. And I'm thinking, this is one of our guys.
He's got to be one of our guys.
He has to be. New Jersey firefighter named Nick Galante, who does that type of entertainment for his family and friends. Now, I feel bad for him because this was a rough one, you know?
You think he'll be at the kickoff to summer show?
I'm inviting him right now. If he wasn't planning on going, I'm inviting him.
And we could have his 40th birthday party
there. Yes, exactly. And so, Nick, if you want to come to the kickoff to summer, be our guest. Show up there. We'll put you on the air. We'll sit you down. If you want to sit there for all 4 hours, you can, Nick. Because what you pulled off here was absolutely stunning. I mean, and to hold on to that and to think about that, like, as opposed, like, he found all this information out about his wife. And then he's like, you know what? I'm not going to confront her, just the two of us. I'm going to do this at my 40th birthday party. I'm going to embarrass her in front of everybody and have a friend film it. I mean, woof. Man, oh man. So yeah, it was crazy. And when I was watching the thing, I could tell by the way that they looked that they were definitely either New York or New Jersey people. You know, I was like, this is not, it could have been California, I guess. But I was like, there's no way this is like these people are from Wisconsin or Texas. Just looking at them, I'm like, yeah, these are my guys. So if you're out there, I'm putting up the bat signal for Nick Galante to either call in or join us at the kickoff this summer. And if you haven't seen, if you have not seen this video and this whole thing, you have to watch it. I mean, it's definitely uncomfortable, but if you watch it, you got some respect for the guy because he put on a spectacle at his 40th birthday party that turned into a divorce party.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.